This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. San Luis Obispo International Film Festival organizers have reimagined this year's festival with virtual and in-person events. KCBX's Alexa Kushner has more on how the festival has changed and what to expect since last year's cancellation.
From Tuesday, March 9th through Sunday, March 14th, films from all over the world will screen. Wendy Etzen, one of the artistic directors for the festival, says this year's festival saw a dramatic increase in applicants. Filmmakers submitted more than 1,000 films into this year's festival, and Etzen says this is because of the festival's reputation and San Luis Obispo's charm.
I think being a consistently well-organized and professional festival in a really beautiful place has definitely contributed heavily to our success.
There are more than 100 films included in the festival, and Etzen says that there's something for everyone to watch.
We don't like to niche things too much, but we really do have movies that will cover so many different types of people's interests.
Over the 6-day event, there are virtual screenings along with 2 in-person screenings. The first in-person event is on March 10th at Sunset Drive-In for Surf Night, which is one of the highlights of the festival and includes a surfing-themed double feature this year with Brent Storm's award-winning film White Rhino and Bruce Brown's The Endless Summer. The other in-person event, Cal Poly Shortcuts, is screening at Slow Brew Rock. All films premiered at this event were written, directed, and produced by Cal Poly students. Cal Poly film teacher Randy Barrows has been getting her students' films into the festival for the past few years. Cal Poly journalism junior Ryan Manceau, who's in Barrows' class, says he's incredibly grateful for the chance to show his film.
To me, having it at the Slow Film Festival is already an absolute dream come true. You know, before I started taking this class, that is never something I would have imagined, you know, me being able to do or having this opportunity in the first place.
Manceau's film Ocean Street is a coming-of-age story about a 23-year-old man as he struggles to navigate relationships with his mom and best friend who put his future in jeopardy. Manceau is enthusiastic about what he and his team have created and wants his film to show his appreciation for the beach town where the film was made.
The plot itself, I love, and I'm attached to the story, but more than anything, you know, like, I want the people who live in Cayucos to be able to watch this and say, like, okay, this is an authentic glimpse of my city.
Besides Surf Night and Cal Poly Shorts, the majority of films at the festival will be screened via Zoom, including Alice Street, directed and produced by longtime filmmaker Spencer Wilkinson. Wilkinson says Alice Street focuses on 2 Oakland-based artists coming together to paint the largest mural they've ever attempted, and before the paint even dries, they find out a luxury condominium is planning to cover it up. Wilkinson says this documentary is very personal to him because in preparation for the film, he interviewed cultural artists in Oakland and learned about the history of cultural centers in the community.
I actually was living on Alice Street when I heard that the muralists were going to be painting right down the street from where I lived. And so it was very personal in that sense that I was walking, you know, the couple of blocks down to document their process. And it gave me a chance to learn a lot more about the neighborhood I was living in.
Alice Street and other films are virtually available with the festival pass. With this festival being international, going virtual has actually proven to be a positive experience for movie lovers. Wendy Etzen says it's because viewers can be anywhere in the world and still have access to the films and the Q&A sessions after the films. Festival director Sky McLennan says the pandemic served as a catalyst for the virtual screenings, but it was actually something that was already in the works.
And so, you know, that's something I think we always wanted to do originally was offer films virtually before the pandemic. So it's kind of just like pushed that all forward.
For more information on the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival, visit slofilmfest.org. For KCBX News, I'm Alexa Kushner.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.